too long to get into, and I'm not in the mood for it for a Friday, but I dug up a great article from the New York Times, a columnist saying, hey, look, I can't stand Trump, but I need to be honest. That's kind of my thing, and talking about how Obama and Bush were much scarier in terms of their treatment of the press than Donald Trump has been. Obama pursuing as criminals a number of reporters for leaks. The Bush administration actually put Stephanie Miller, was that her name? Stephanie Miller, so something Miller.
Judith Miller.
Judith Miller, yeah. In jail.
Over the, well, that was the Valerie Plame thing, wasn't it? Because she wouldn't reveal the source. Anyway.
Both, but so Donald Trump falls short of the previous two presidents in terms of being tough on the press. Trump talks about it more, going to jail this person or that person.
Yeah.
But he hasn't actually done it in the way that Barack Obama did it. Barack Obama went after more journalists than any president in our nation's history.
Didn't hear that much about that.
You didn't hear that much about it.
No.
Now, in some of the cases, it's I understand the Obama administration's argument.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, damaging leaks that we cannot have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna scream at Trump for shredding the First Amendment and this and that, you got to throw that into the story.
Yeah, Trump's most about blustery bullcrap. In those terms, he did say to Comey, one of the more interesting aspects of the Comey memos that have come out. Is that he did tell him, listen, these leaks are terrible. Because you remember in the early days of the administration where the transcripts of conversations, confidential conversations with foreign leaders were leaked. And that was, I mean, that damaged relations with those countries. It was just, it was wildly inappropriate and just shocking that it happened. And Trump went to Comey and he said, listen, we got to get these leaks. And Comey said, absolutely, I agree with you. We got to nail someone to the door as a warning to the rest of them. And the president said, yeah, and then we got to go after the journalists. And Comey said, you know, that's really, it's tough to do. You got to be very, very careful with that. And Trump said, yeah, well, I'd like to. And Comey said, well, it's tough. And so they just kind of moved on. So Comey was a moderating influence in that. But in terms of what's actually happened, though, yeah, Donald Trump's no Barack Obama. Now, coming up, speaking of the Friday feel and what's appropriate, what's not appropriate for Friday, I have a present for you. For Jack especially, and for everybody in the audience in a moment or two. First, though, it's time to take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow, Clips of the Week.
I don't like any new songs. Because every new song is about how tonight is the night. And how we only have tonight. That's the message in 90% of songs. That's such 19-year-old garbage. I want to write songs for people in their 30s called Tonight's No Good, How About Wednesday?
The perception that the president may have ordered these strikes, in part because of scandal, will affect the impact and the effectiveness of these military strikes.
This was self-interest, not national interest.
A new yoga class is being offered in New York in which people exercise with goats. The way it works is, it doesn't.
I think impeaching and removing Donald Trump from office would let the American people off the hook and have something happen indirectly that I believe they're duty-bound to do directly.
In today's proceedings that are underway right now, Stephen Ryan, one of Cohen's attorneys, was asked by the judge to specifically name the other name because they said it would not fall under attorney-client privilege to withhold that name. And he stood up and named him as Sean Hannity. So moving on to the rest of what's happening today.
Says who?
Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense.
Okay.
I feel like I was bargaining with myself quite a bit out there, but when you take a 26.2-mile race and you think about what you have left instead of where you're at, it can do those things to your mind. So it's just a shift in mindset. Let's focus on right now, this mile, this moment.
Who she said had been exposed to, quote, too much of someone else's marijuana.
Really sounds like a song somebody should pen, this mile, this moment. It should be sung by someone at all marathons.
Nice.
By like a Celine Dion type. By the way, I just forwarded it to Hansen. If you could post that at our website, this article, Trump's War on Press No Match for Obama's, from this columnist in the Baltimore Sun. If you're into that sort of thing, it's pretty damned interesting. And the guy makes it very clear he can't stand Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he likes to cover things fairly, and he doesn't feel like Trump's being covered fairly on this particular topic. It's worth a read if you're into it.
Right.
If you're not, don't. That'd be my suggestion.
That's solid. Solid advice. So, in freaking Stormy Daniels news, more than 100 patrons forked over. Oh, boy. That could have gone terribly. It didn't go well, but it could have gone worse.
It was pretty close to career ending the way it was.
You know, some days I wish for that. Maybe I'll rewrite this. More than 100 patrons paid over a $25 cover charge to see Stormy Daniels perform at Fantasy's Nightclub in South Baltimore.
Shake her middle-aged body around.
My fantasies is I never hear your name again.
Her body's not all middle-aged.
That's true. Some of her body's relatively new.
She probably gets it updated periodically. Last night's show was the first of a three-night run for the 39-year-old Daniels. It's not exactly Springsteen doing 10 nights in a row at Madison Square Garden, but it's pretty impressive. She's only 39.
We sure about that?
No.
I thought she was older than that.
What, have I carbon-dated her over here?
No, I thought she was older than that.
I don't think so. She was 06. So, gosh, yeah, she was 27 years old when she was getting with the orange billionaire, who was 60? How old's Trump now? 71?
Yeah, which disgusted her, 60. But she did it anyway.
For money.
Right.
Had a lot of jobs that I find disgusting.
But you do them?
Yeah.
For money.
Yeah, why? Because the paycheck comes in.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Who are we to judge? When you were selling shoes and touching
That's
people,
one of them.
And touching people's feet, you weren't doing it because you enjoyed it.
No.
You know, I did jobs that were physically painful, rough in various ways, hot, but I've never been as miserable as when I worked in that leather store in the mall. Not like, you know, bondage, like jackets. Yeah. Oh, God, I hated that.
Was it slow? Was that part of it?
Oh,
slow is painful.
It was usually incredibly slow. And I worked for a half-wit who was like a year and a half younger than I was. He was trying to rise up in the whatever it was chain hierarchy. So he was trying to be a stickler. And he had not two brain cells to rub together.
Plus, and probably a bunch of stuff that didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, notice the jackets aren't zipped up yet. Yeah, I'll get to it. All right. I'm doing this other thing you told me to do.
And slow is the worst. I've had jobs that were really hard or really miserable weather or whatever. But when I worked at the hardware store, the big hardware store, and on weekdays when there was nobody there, God, the hours just drug by.
Oh, yeah.
It just was a soul suck. It made you want to die.
Everybody does this. I'm sure so many y'all can relate to this who've worked this sort of jobs. But my challenge to myself was how long could I go without looking at the clock?
I've done that at many jobs.
And you try so hard. It's been so long since I've looked. I got to look.
It's got to be like 45 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
It's only been two?
It's still only 9:30.
Oh, God.
I got 2.5 hours to lunch.
Right.
I can't do this.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
That's rough.
Oh, that was so awful. And it's usually when you're young and dynamic and fast moving that you have jobs like that.
That's true. When you're older, I'll have a job like that soon enough. But when you're older, or maybe some of you could tell us on the text line, 415-295-KFTC. If I had one of those jobs now, I might be able to just let the time pass by as I stare at a wall.
Well, is there anybody to chat with idly? Oh, chat idly for a while.
But when you're young.
Done any fishing lately? A little bit. Where are you going?
At least with my job, I can put a CD in and just sit here.
Up to Jones Lake. How are they biting?
And if you're young and you have a job like that, and especially if for whatever reason, like I did a lot, like I worked all through college, or in high school I worked a lot. If other people are at the lake or something like that while you're doing that, it is super, super painful.
You know, that is one of the most important reasons to work jobs when you're young. So your soul gets deadened early. so that it won't bother you in future years.
That was my
realizing the precious moments of your life are vanishing.
That was my entire realization when I was working at AT&T and I was 23 years old. And everybody else there was nearing retirement, had been working there their whole lives. And it was killing me. And they were perfectly happy. Mm. And I thought, this is what happens. You just get used to it.
Right.
I thought, that is so sad that they're used to this being their lives because this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably an ominous realization.
It was summer and I was looking out the window. I remember the moment. I remember what I was looking at. I was looking out the window on a summer day and thinking, it's a summer day and this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day with my summer. And they have all gotten so used to it, they don't even care.
Yeah.
And that is what you were just talking about. Their soul is dead.
Yeah. And as I recall from your stories.
And I was so sad about that.
It was government job-esque in that everybody tried to spread as little work as possible over the full day. And would get angry if anybody worked hard, because then they'd have to. So
nobody was in a hurry.
Yeah, got to dead soul.
Just letting your life slip away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the point of this segment?
So I don't know. Just bringing everybody down as usual. Who would listen to this crap? I have a present for you. We'll play it as soon as we get back. All right. It's just because I'm generous.
Cool. I got one more question.
It's an audio present.
I got one more question, Sean. When you were working at the shoe store, was it the kind of job where you'd rather it was busy because time went by faster? Or did that mean you had to touch more feet so you'd rather... It was slow.
No, it was also somewhat commission based too. So I needed people to come in needing shoes.
I needed sweaty feet to fill my pockets.
I got one more question for you.
You don't put the feet in your pockets, Jack.
A commission.
I see.
One more question. Is it mostly large mouth or small mouth out there?
What kind of bait you using?
A little of both. What are you running?
Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
What is this craziness?
More marijuana songs on 420.
It's the great Cab Calloway.
Oh, nice. What's the name of this tune?
Reefer Man.
Yes. And, hey, we ought to hear Muddy Waters, Champagne and Reefer at some point. I appreciate that as a Chicagoan back in the day.
I got some good texts at 415-295-KFTC. This is jazzy. I didn't know they smoked marijuana back when trumpets were popular.
Why do we call it jazz cabbage?
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation. Of the nation.
Okay, we're gone. Roll it. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high.
Fairly straightforward request from the blues giant, Muddy Waters.
First time hearing this song. This is groovy.
Everything from Muddy Waters is groovy. It's 420. People who inject marijuanas enjoy this day for some reason.
I've heard of kids who inject 12, 13 marijuanas in a single day.
Hey, I got a question for you. A big news story all day long yesterday was that Trump has hired Rudy Giuliani for his legal team.
Yes, America's mayor.
What's Rudy Giuliani? Yeah, mayor, politician, I know that act. But what are his? What's his street kid as far as lawyering?
He was a former prosecutor. So he went to law school.
I know he's got a law degree, and that was how many years ago? I mean, how long since he's done any lawyering? He's old.
Muddy Waters was still playing golf on the weekends when Rudy was...
He's old and been out of the game, I think, unless I'm wrong.
Well, no, once he got out of office, it's so hard to say, because a name as big as him, they put him on the shingle on a law firm, and it raises their profile, but who knows if he ever does any work. I don't know.
I'm just wondering if he's actually a get or not.
I heard people talking as if it's... I heard a gal who used to work for Rudy saying it depends which Rudy they get. If it's TV appearance loving fame Rudy, then that's one thing. If they get tenacious, meticulous prosecutor Rudy, then he's a real asset. So I don't know.
Okay.
But she seemed to think he might still have game, maybe. All right, I promised it. Here it is. Reference was made. Oh, Michael, I'm going to play a little more audio, if you don't mind flipping that switch. I wish I had the switch. I can just do that so you don't have to, you know, jump around and do my bidding. Anyway, please, do we all remember this fella? If it's not cued perfectly, forgive me. Hang on.
All right, well, I'm just talking to Devon, and I can't believe all that just happened.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines were falling, and the geotackler's sideways into the fence. And there's a guy come out screaming and squalling.
What was that?
And, running around.
Squalling.
About like a chicken with head cut off. But I told him he needed to get out of that water. But say, I didn't know he was getting ate up by bees. I thought he was just high. That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dot thought over here.
Think they learned their lesson?
I'd say by today they are. If they feel like my leg feels, I'd say they're learning.
What is your...
Wow. And the, you know, listen, I like rural people. I'm not going to mock him just for having an accent.
I didn't know he was getting eat up by bees.
He's sitting there in his number 88 Dale Jarrett NASCAR hat, too, which is just
awesome.
Just perfect.
Put that geo tracker up against that tree.
You know, I've got the closed captioning on it. And I wish y'all were sitting here looking over my shoulder, because it's absolutely hilarious to look at the closed captioning trying to figure out what the hell Clem is saying, because it gets wildly, wildly wrong. Oh, that's funny. I had just got noon feeding my chickens, watered them and stuff, and I walked back to my house to get my phone. Very nice. Do we have the long form of the Bigfoot guy somewhere? God, that may be my favorite clip of all time. I know there are quite a few I say that about, but perhaps North Carolina guy with the Bigfoot.
Perhaps we can enjoy that during the petering up.
Yeah.
That'd be a good way to go out.
That'd be fantastic.
Alabama put to death the oldest inmate in modern times. That sentence is poorly worded.
I followed you, I think. Old guy got snuffed,
it's
huh?
The oldest person we've ever snuffed in modern times.
Yes.
Was done in Alabama last night. Walter Moody, who'd killed two people, and it's a horrific story, as these usually are.
And he had it coming.
Anytime you read these capital punishment cases, you read their actual crime, and it's usually so over-the-top awful you want to kill them yourselves, if you're me. But this guy was 83 years old. 83.
Didn't he do his crimes like 30 years ago?
Yeah. And yeah, you know. He's got no rights at this point, but what are we doing? It's not a deterrent, I don't think.
No, absolutely not. No. Study after study. I'd like to think it is. I'll tell you one thing about the death penalty that's moved a lot of people's minds, I think. It's moved mine.
I'm anti at this point in my life.
Yeah, the number, we all have, don't we, or had a perception of how many people probably got convicted wrongly. And we guessed maybe it was, I don't know, one in a million, one in a thousand, one in ten. Everybody had a different perception. Or how many people were actually executed unjustifiedly. They were innocent, you know, the malfeasance by the prosecution, witnesses who were wrong, vendettas, blah, 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 blah. I think we all had a perception of how often that happens. And I think in the last 15, 20 years with the DNA stuff and various... inquiries into the question. I think all of us have had our perception changed. It happens more than we thought. And that's made it tougher for me.
Interesting. That didn't play a role in my decision. Mine is all...
You're soft on crime?
Mine is all about...
Go ahead and say it.
A lot of these people, I could kill myself with my bare hands and sleep like a baby. It wouldn't bother me a bit. But my thing is, there's no time for my thing. So.
What is your thing?
What's coming up in your news, Marshall, folks?
Democratic Party suing Trump, his relatives, Russia, and WikiLeaks for conspiring to rig the 2016 election. Got a national walkout today at the nation's schools protesting gun violence. And oh, those millennials, what they're up to now will amuse and shock you. Coming up minutes from now, Armstrong and Getty.
Marshall is involved in choosing our marijuana songs today, and it's mostly from If You Wanted to Smoke Marijuana during the roaring 20s, for some reason. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Classics.
My wife made fried chicken, biscuits, and gravy last night, which might be my favorite meal in the entire
biscuits
world.
Biscuits and gravy and fried chicken.
Oh, it was so good.
Oy vey.
I was really happy. My oldest son, who generally has not liked much grown-up food, he's now 8. He ate some of the fried chicken with gravy, and he said, "This is really good."
Mm.
I said, "It's in your DNA, son. It's in your bones to like this kind of food. It's what our people eat." Let's get the news
out. Wow, fried chicken's rich enough for me without the gravy.
So good.
Not sure I could take it. I'm not man enough.
Well, I took it at the time. It was a little rough this morning, but
sorry to hear that.
News now, Marshall Phillips.
Well, the Democratic National Committee is suing the Russian government, the Trump campaign, and WikiLeaks, alleging the three conspired to help President Trump take the presidency. The Washington Post is reporting on a massive lawsuit that was filed in New York today. The DNC alleging the top Trump campaign officials conspired with Russia to help Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton. That suit is seeking millions of dollars in damages.
There's a lawsuit claiming that.
Yes.
Even as Mueller, with all the awesome powers of the special counsel's office, is investigating that very thing, and we haven't seen any evidence of that.
Correct.
Nothing's been leaked. The congressional committees haven't come up with anything. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this
is a publicity stunt.
That'd be my guess. I can't wait to hear various legal people weigh in on this, because now seems like, okay, if you were going to do that a year ago when people still were hot to trot for this whole thing, but there's hardly anybody even making the Russia argument anymore. People are still making obstruction of justice, or maybe the Stormy Daniels financing, or whatever. But hardly anybody's even pushing the Russia thing anymore.
Or maybe it is a move to make sure that Trump doesn't fire Mueller. Some kind of like, all right, here, we're taking the suit in. I don't know. But yeah, this does kind of come out of nowhere. Or somewhere. We'll find out soon enough. Thousands of students around the country reportedly walking out of classes today. Demonstrations starting at 10 a.m. local times demanding organizers saying,
"We're going to be asking lawmakers, legislators, and anyone in control to listen to what we have to say and to take heed of our words, because right now high school students have an unprecedented amount of power."
Well, I tell you what, if you kids can help us all solve this, I'm in favor of it. I'm happy. That's great. I'm a little skeptical of the odds, but
I don't want to be the kind of guy I'm going to sound like I'm being, but what do you mean by gun control? Okay, that's going to be a long conversation.
Right, let's square it up with the Second Amendment. Love to hear your ideas, seriously. Hey, getting back to this lawsuit thing.
Right.
This is so nakedly an effort toward work in the midterms in Democrats' favor.
Uh-huh.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez, who is just, he's the DNC chairman. He does what the DNC chairman's supposed to do.
Right.
He litigates for his side 100%. Talks about an all-out assault on our democracy. Russia found a willing and active partner in Donald Trump's campaign. This constituted an act of unprecedented treachery. The campaign of a nominee for president of the United States in league with a hostile foreign power to bolster its own chance to win the presidency, et cetera, et cetera. All right. How in the world does this square with the Mueller investigation, which is trying to find the facts? It's just, it is clearly what it is.
There is a growing trend among millennials to go out and get Botox, a treatment usually associated with middle-aged people looking to erase wrinkles and years. The idea of preventative Botox is to keep wrinkles from forming in the first place.
Interesting.
Good luck.
By Botoxing the facial muscles you use most frequently.
Yeah, that's interesting. You wouldn't have the creases in your forehead, or if they were never existed,
right,
you wouldn't get the permanent creases.
Yep.
So does this actually work?
So inject chemicals into your face to deaden your muscles for your lifetime. Sounds like a great idea. What's become of us as a people? What has become of us?
The stats show that Botox use has increased 28% among 20 to 29-year-olds since 2010, and the doctors are saying these days, really, it's just another form of grooming, like getting waxes, coloring your hair, getting facials.
They said, I've gathered that from some crowds. It is kind of like going to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Getting a little Botox.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seems crazy to me.
I'll be danged.
Get a little poison injected into your skin. Same thing as getting a little haircut.
Getting a little shot in the face.
As one of the doctors said, you got to remember, it's best to clear your room before it gets dirty.
Right. Okay.
You're supposed to get old. You're supposed to wrinkle.
Worry less about your face and more about your soul, huh?
All right, my friends, it is 420, and people are now going to be able to use a weed vending machine today in Santa Cruz. The vending machine comes in celebration of this day, marijuana's unofficial holiday. Kind People's Dispensary is unveiling the vending machine that will dispense cannabis products.
You put an actual vending machine next to that weed vending machine, and your actual vending machine will be the most successful vending machine in America.
You've created some sort of perpetual motion thing happening there.
Right, those buttons will be smoking hot.
And as far as sports goes, Golden State Warriors, New Orleans Pelicans are both one win away from advancing to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Golden State outscored the Spurs in every quarter on their way to a 110-97 triumph in San Antonio.
So they're up 3-0?
They're going to go for a four-game sweep Sunday in Texas, yes.
Remember, jump in now. The NBA playoffs are only 2 months long.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And New Orleans jumped out to a 16-point... To a 16-point first quarter lead, and they cruised to a 119-102 home win over Portland.
No playoffs should be 2 months long. I can wait a month to pay any attention and still get a full month of watching playoffs, which is more than I need anyway.
Some quick notes on the Pelicans, right? The New Orleans Pelicans. The Anthony Davis, the best unibrow since Bert from Bert and Ernie, and he is just unleashing it on anybody who gets in his way. It's fantastic.
Fear the brow, fear it.
And a sad end to the season for the Spurs, a disappointing season overall. Their head coach, Greg Popovich, his wife passed away earlier this week. He's dealing with some other stuff as well, so I wish him as much peace as he can get in the offseason.
He's alienated all the conservative Spurs fans in Texas, though, particularly Trump fans, because he's gotten crazy mouthy about politics. So, you know, I certainly condolences for the loss of his wife, but he's a polarizing figure.
It's an interesting move for any coach to jump into politics because you're going to make half your fan base unhappy. And, you know, there's the whole you got the right to speak up or whatever, but what's your goal in life?
It's a questionable business decision, but, you know, I let the chips fall where they may. That's what I say. Steve Kerr is super anti-Trump, harshly and one-sidedly. Doesn't even pause, Steve. I'm talking to you out of love to consider the other side of things.
A little easier to do in San Francisco than in Texas.
Oh, clearly.
Right. No doubt. Yeah. But if I'm owning a team, I'd just assume you don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcome everyone. That's what I would hope.
There you go. That's a wrap. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of a nation. Look, up in the sky, the bird of freedom.
Squawky! He got loose from his tether.
Bird of Freedom is dropping notes of something from the sky that landed on my car.
Started out well.
Yeah.
Notes of despair.
That could have been really good if I didn't have a cold. I think that would have been something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? The cold medicine makes your brain's gears grind really slowly.
You think?
Maybe.
What is this?
Fish.
Oh, fish song.
For 420. More dope smoking music.
Yeah,
you have to get into it. I haven't showered for a week while we listen to Fish.
By the way, I got to say, Fish, one of the greatest bands ever. I've seen
I'm
them a number
their
of
grooves.
Times. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't like their spelling.
You're listening to The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation. They dance above me as I sing.
I don't care. I know it's there.
Tim Peeler swears he had an encounter with one of the most legendary beasts in history, Bigfoot.
Well, he was what I would call a Sasquatch.
Peeler says there's no film of his recent sighting because he was too nervous to go for his camera, but he says Bigfoot walked right by him.
He had gray hair and a gray beard that come down here. But he had long hair that was yellowish gray.
He says he spotted the creature one night when he was startled by his dog's barking, and he peered out the window, and there it was.
I talked rough to him and run him off. And he come right by me. He wasn't 10 foot from me. He went back out that path.
Peeler vows to get proof next time.
Seeing is believing. So I'll try to get him on film.
A St. Louis University biology professor says there have been more than 2,500 Bigfoot sightings in the past 100 years in every state and parts of Canada.
That was lacking a lot of our favorite clips.
There you go. It's what I call a Sasquatch. Yep, that's what everybody calls it.
That's what I call it, too.
Me, too. Yeah, that was that. Well, Michael had to grab that hastily, but that didn't have the clip.
I rough talked him.
I said, get,
shoot him off.
He had beautiful hair. How many times have I used that line on my son back when he had long hair? Oh, my God. It was such a great running joke. He has beautiful hair, I'd say, as he walked into the room. I miss the boy. He's out there making a living.
I was thinking about that last night, actually, as I went in to give my littlest one a hug, who fell asleep before I said goodnight last night. And I thought, someday they're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wish I could do this. I enjoy doing it now. It's not like I'm not enjoying it now.
But, right.
I thought, someday they're going to be gone. It's going to be just amazing to me. I'm going to think, wow, they're just not here anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is like that. On the other hand, nature, in its beauty and wisdom, designs it so that by the time it's time for them to move out, you're ready for it.
Yeah, I can believe that.
At a certain point, you realize, I'm a roommate with a 21-year-old guy. And
who I perhaps don't have much in common with. That could happen. Or don't agree on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true, and that's unfortunate. We never had that. I mean, we were as close and are as close as we've ever been, Deco and I. But at the time, he was a 21-year-old dude who I was a roommate with.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, enough that's said. A good point. Because
we shared a bathroom for quite a few months.
Because my 6-year-old is not going to move out.
Right. Right.
A grown-up is going to move out.
Right.
Someday, so.
Yeah.
Which is a different thing.
Son, would it kill you to clean out the drain now and again? That sort of thing, you know.
Or,
taking a shower in there with his beautiful hair.
Or even, you know, all this food you're eating is, you know, I'm paying for this, you know?
Yeah.
It's the way that works.
Hey, where's the beer? Well, I drank it. What? It didn't appear by magic. Angels don't bring it. Go get some.
Angel, wouldn't that be great? What a great world to live in if angels brought you beer.
Oh, beer angel. Oh, hey. Good to see you.
Hey, beer angel.
Are we out? I didn't even know. That's why I'm a beer angel. Oh.
So, beer angel, you seen anybody? I've had a couple of beers. And
why don't you stick around and have one yourself? Can you allowed to do that? Is that cool?
Or you got any friends that aren't seeing anybody? How much time I got here, Michael?
About 1 minute.
Okay, I won't bore people with this, but it's Byron York in the Washington Examiner. I like his stuff. We can't get him to come on our show.
He's a little snobby.
Well, he doesn't. It's not our show. He doesn't do radio, apparently. He's one of those people that thinks newspaper and TV is it.
What if we're doing an audio TV interview?
Anyway, he said, Byron York says, new revelations shed light on Comey, Trump, and the loyalty demand, that whole particular part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes through the actual memos that are now out and explains how, if you look at them this way, and what Trump said, it doesn't seem that crazy.
No.
As it was portrayed by Comey. And by the way, as he points out, for some reason, Comey only briefed Trump on the PP Hooker stuff from that dossier. He didn't mention any of the other stuff that is, a lot of it's believable, the Manafort stuff or any of that other stuff. In fact,
yeah,
it might even be true.
Right.
But he brought up the PP stuff and only the PP stuff.
Maybe he's into it. Maybe he wanted to meet those hookers. I don't know.
Which, as Byron York said, could make Trump think, are they trying to blackmail me? Is this J. Edgar Hoover going to the Kennedys and saying, look, I know you cheat on people, I've got the phone calls, so you might want to, you know, do what I say. You can see how Trump might take that from Comey.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me about this? And the next day it showed up in BuzzFeed. So it made Trump think, did Comey tell me this and then he leaks it to the press? Is that the way this is working, or what's going on here? Anywho,
these are Trumpestuous times.
They are.
I say final, you say thoughts. Final. Thoughts. Final. Thoughts. Arthur Guinea.
as he points out, the by far least believable, least verified, nobody believes it actually happened part is the only part Comey mentioned to Trump.
That's odd.
It is odd. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from Positive Sean. Sean?
Yeah, not a ton coming out in the movies this weekend. Super Troopers 2 from the very funny Broken Lizard comedy troupe. But here's my recommendation for the weekend. Go out, let the sun touch your skin. Go outside. Be in the world.
There you go. Be in the world.
Be
That's
in
nice.
The world.
Are you stoned? You're high already.
Yeah,
you
clearly.
Got high during
yeah.
the last commercial.
Only a high person says be in the world.
Michelangelo, final thought.
I don't think it's legal. Pot's legal everywhere, so don't be afraid to use the citizen's arrest and wait for the SWAT to come.
Just sit on their chest till the cops get there. Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
I am very glad we could share a little Cab Calloway from 1932 on this 420. Going over to the Raven Social and Athletic Club right now to celebrate with a glass of Shardy and a laugh or two.
Excellent. That sounds great. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Have I actually reached an age where I can't eat as much fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy as I want in one sitting?
Ask your bowels.
Without paying a price? That's a sad day.
It is indeed. My final thought, I think my favorite pot song is probably Last Dance with Mary Jane, Tom Petty. Trying to think if there are others that I've particularly enjoyed through it. I like the double entendre pot songs. The ones that are at least somewhat subtle.
My favorite pot song would be Highway Patrol, in which you should all be arrested for committing a horrible crime. You'd be in jail.
We appreciate your...
You wouldn't be laughing in jail being in the world. You're being in the world, now you're being in jail.
Wow.
Coming down hard.
It's beautiful.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com, would you please? Send us an email if there's something you see we ought to be talking about over the weekend.
God bless America.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Sideshow Mel, Corporal Punishment, Tina Ballerina, oh, and from Knots Landing, Miss Donna Mills. Oh, she was a sport. We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun. Now the time has come to go. If this still clown was found dead in his bed tomorrow, I'd be in heaven still doing this show. See you some other time!
Armstrong and Getty, the voice of the West.